So let's review. Our daf begins with a new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Shloisha Achen, Shnaim Nisuin Shtei Achayes Ve'Echad Mufne. There were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Two of them, Reuven, Shimon, married two sisters, Rachel, Leah, and the other, Levi, was not married. Meis Echad Mi Bali Achayes Ve'Asaba Mufne Maimer. If Reuven passed away, and then Levi did Maimer with Rachel, Ve'Achkach Meis Achiv Hasheni, and then Shimon passed away. The Mishnah teaches that in this case there is a machlekes. B'shami oimrim ishto imoi b'halazu teitz mishamachos isha. Rachel remains married to Levi, and Leah is fully released and does not have to do yibum or chalitza. The reason for this is that b'shami hold that maimer is a kinyan min hatayr, and therefore Levi and Rachel are married in hatayr, and Leah is released from yibum or chalitza because of achos ishtoi. She's the current wife's sister. U'b'sila oimrim meitzi es ishtoi beget. Levi must release Rachel by giving her a get and doing chalitza, and he must release Leah by chalitza. The reason for this is that Beis Hillel hold that Maimer is only a kinyan midrabbanan. And min haTorah, Rachel is still a regular Yavama that has not yet done Yibum or chalitza. Therefore, min haTorah, this is a case of two sisters that have fallen to a brother from two Bailim, where he must release each of them by chalitza because each is a chesuku kasa. In addition, he must give Rachel a get in order to release her from the Maimer. The Mishnah concludes that according to Beis Hillel, Zuhi Sha'amru Oiloi al Ishtoi v'Oiloi al Isha Sachav. Concerning this case, it is said, woe unto him over his own wife, and woe unto him over his brother's wife, since he has now lost the opportunity to marry either one of them. The Gemara qualifies the ruling of Beis Shammai in our Mishnah. Ishtoi imoi v'halazu teitzei. Rachel remains married to Levi, and Leah is fully released and does not have to do Yibum or Chalitza. Amr Belazer, Loi Tema Maimer LeBeishami Koin LeKinyan Gomer. Belazer teaches that we should not say that Beishami holds that Maimer affects a complete kinyan of marriage. De'iboy LaFuki Isagi LeBekita, so that if Levi wants to now release Rachel, it's enough for him to just give her a get. Ella Maimer LeBeishami Eina Koin Ela Lidchis Bitzar Bolvad. As Rashi explains, rather, Maimer does not affect the full kinyan. And if Levi now wants to release her, he must give Rachel both a get for the Maimer and also chalitza, since Rachel is still considered a zukuka, bound for Yibum, since he must still consummate the marriage to fulfill the purpose of Yibum, lahakim shim la'achiv. What Maimer accomplishes is that, for example, if Levi gives Rachel a Maimer, she becomes his full-fledged wife, and Leah becomes Achos Ishtoi, and therefore no longer Zokuk to Levi, and as a result, Rachel is no longer Achos Sukukasai, so that Levi may marry Rachel. Rav Avin wants to support this teaching from the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Arba Achin, Shnai Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achayos, Umesu HaNesuim Es Achayos, two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and died childless, and the two Yevamis now fall for Yim to Reuven B'Shimon. Hare Elu Chalsas V'Lem Es Yamos. Each Yavam may only perform chalitza and not yibum with any one of the Yavamis, as each one is a chesuku kasai. Vim kadmu v'kansu yitziu. If Reuven and Shimon nevertheless married Rachel and Leah, we compel them to divorce them. Rabliyazaimer beishamim yikayim ubisilaim yitziu. Beishamim hold they may stay married. However, yikayimu in like a chilaloi. Only b'diavad if they already did yibum may they stay married. However, like a chila, they are not allowed to do yibum because of a chesuku kasai, even according to Beishamai. Now, if Beishamai hold that Maimer affects a complete kinyan, let Reuven and Shimon each do Maimer, since there's no act of Isra involved in Maimer. For example, Reuven will give Rachel a Maimer. Since she now becomes his full-fledged wife, Leah becomes Achos Ishtoi, and therefore no longer Zokuk to Reuven, and as a result, Rachel is no longer Achos Kukasai. Now, Reuven may marry Rachel like a tchila. Shimon could do the same with Leah. Apparently, since Beishamai did not offer this suggestion, Maimer does not affect a complete kinyan. The Gemara, however, rejects this proof. Elamai doichet chiyah gemura. Even if we accept the statement of Rabbi Elazar that Maimer does not affect a complete kinyan and only affects a complete rejection of the sister, they could still do the same thing. Zeh yaisa Maimer v'yitcha v'zeh yaisa Maimer v'yitcha. Let each brother do Maimer with one Yavama, which will affect a complete rejection of the other sister, and he will then be able to marry her because she's no longer chesuku kasai. Elamayas l'chol ha-maimer, therefore we must say, whether maimer koin l'kinyan gamer, or maimer accomplishes only litches achesa, Maimer de heter dachi de isur loy dachi. It's only when the maimer is beheter, as in our Mishnah, where Levi gave a maimer to Rachel before Shimon died, and there was no other yavamam, that it affects the rejection. But when the maimer was beisur, as in the Mishnah of Arba Achin, where the maimer would be done when there are two yavamis, and there is an isra of a chesek ukasai, it does not affect the complete rejection of the sister, and the isra of chesek ukasai remains. Therefore, even after the maimer, they will not be able to marry her, and that's why Beis Shammai did not offer this suggestion. The Gemara proceeds to clarify the degree of kinyan according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. Bai Rabba, maimer le Beis Shammai, nisuin oisa oi erisin oisa. According to Beis Shammai, does maimer accomplish the equivalent of nisuin or that of erisin? Omle abai la mahelchasa. Regarding which halachas is this shaila relevant? I leim le yarishu le tamal olahof nidereo. The rights of the husband to inherit his wife, or if he's a kohen that he may become tummy for her, and to annul her vows by himself, are not acquired by the husband at the stage of erisin, but only at the stage of nisuin. This cannot be the shaila, because maimer cannot be stronger than erisin, where she received kedushin. Therefore, the yavam certainly does not acquire these rights with maimer. The Gemara rephrases the shaila: nisuin aisa v'loy boi mesir l'chupa, oy dilma erisin aisa v'boi mesir l'chupa. And explains it as follows. A yavama can be acquired to become ishtei l'chol davar, his full-fledged wife, with bia bal karcha, cohabiting with her, even without her consent. However, an arusa cannot be acquired into nisuin to become his full-fledged wife with bia bal karcha. Rather, she must enter into nisuin via chuppah with her consent. The shaila is, do we say, kala aisa maimer biyavimtai parcha mimenu zikis yavmin v'chala la zikis erisin? Does the maimer change the nature of their relationship? Maimer eris noisa. Does the maimer transform the relationship from that of yavam and yavama to that of arus and arusa, and therefore the yibam must be consummated via chuppah with her consent, or maimer nisuin noisa? It remains a relationship of yavam and yavama, and the yibam can be consummated with bia bal karcha. The Gemara cites a mishnah in Masechtas Nedar. Tashema shemeres yavam. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yofer. He can be mefer nidareha. He can annul her vows. V'amr abami. Hacham ma'eskinu kugen do'ovid b'maimer. Obi shamahi. The amr maimer koin the kinyan gomer. Rabbi explains the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Bishamai, the maimer affects a complete kinyan, and therefore he can annul her vows, which implies nisuin oisam. However, the Gemara says that this Mishnah does not offer proof, because it can be interpreted both ways. If we say nisuin oisa, he can be made for levada. He can annul her vows by himself, as in a regular marriage. If we say erisin oisa, he can be made for bishutfis. He can annul her vows together with her father, as in a regular erisin. Going back to the issue raised by Rabbi Elazar at the beginning of the daf, that even according to the Beis Shammai, that maimer koina min ha-toyrah, she still requires chalitza. The Gemara clarifies, Rabbi Ami certainly holds that maimer koina kinyan gomer, with the only exception being chalitza. Rabbi Elazar can be understood two ways. He agrees with Rav Ami that the only exception is chalitza. He disagrees with Rav Ami, and there are two exceptions. Chalitza, she still requires chalitza. Lahaf in Nidarao, he cannot annul her vows. And the Mishnah in the Dharm, which says that he can be made for Nidarao, is speaking of a case of Sha'amda Bedin Upaskala Mazainis Mishaloi, where we say, Kalanideres. In the next daf, we go back to various cases of three brothers.